And exactly 1 week from tonight, we're going to be sitting by the Seder Be'ezras Hashem, and we're going to say Pesach Matzah and Mar. And L'chaira, it's out of order. L'chaira, it should be, the Marah should be first. Why should the Marah be first? Because the Marah is representing the Tzar that they had before they left Mitzrayim. Then, after they left Mitzrayim, the Pesach was the Gula, and the Matzah was L'hispek V'tzekim L'achmetz. So the Marah should be first, and then the Pesach and the Matzah. Why do we say Pesach, Matzah, and Marah? The answer is that just to think about the Marah has no tafkid. Just to think about something, bitter times and Tzaris, there's no pshat, no tafk in it. There's no gain in that. Because when we look at Hashem, if we think, just look at the Tzaris, we look at Hashem as a terrible monster. He's making Tzaris. So you're just looking at Hashem in a bad light. There's no mile in that. There's no gain. What's the tachlis? Only if you magash first the geula, the Pesach was the geula, and the matzah, le'ispak b'tzekim, we first magash the geula, and then we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klai Yisrael. We see his interest in Klai Yisrael. We see the unbelievable geulas and nairais that he does, the nisim and the flies he does for us. Only after we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the carbon Pesach, and we feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the matzah, and we are margish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael, only then we could say Mar. Why? Because then we margish that Mar is also Tais. Once we have this feeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pesach and the Matzah, then we could say Mar and be margish the Toiv in the Mar. Now what's the Toiv that we margish in the Mar? A person who goes through a very hard surgery, Lamashal. Person that wants to go through a very hard surgery. The doctor tells him he needs a shvera surgery. He's only going to go through the surgery, and he has a big, tremendous sag going through the surgery, and the recovery is a very long time. Person's only going to do such a thing if it's worth it. If you have a small little wart on your toe, you're not going to go through a very shvera surgery that needs a month recovery. It doesn't make sense. You're only going to go through a surgery if, let's say, the doctor says it's sakonis nefashos, you have to go through the surgery, you could die otherwise, so then it's worth going through all the tzar. It has to be, it's understood that you only go through tzar if it's a tremendous gain. The gain has to be much more than the tzar. So now that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us with the Pesach and the Matzah, we already feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, we feel He's close to us, and we know everything He does for us is so good, so then when we have tzar, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something so much more than the tzar. It has to be that the tzar is worth it. The pain has to be worth the gain. There has to be more gain than the pain, right? There has to be more gain than the pain. So once you're going through the Pesach and Matzah, and then you're magish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tayv, then when you have the marer and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us through the marer, then we know that it was a tremendous gain. There's a tremendous Avos Hashem in the Mar. We have a Kara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ava, and then we can be Simchot the Mar also. Because we know that the pain that we went through the Mar was worth it. It had to be that we needed that pain. And in order to get to the Toiv, we had to go through the Mar. So Mela, that's why we say the Pesach Matzah and the Mar. First we say the Pesach Matzah and then the Mar. That way we'll margish the Avos Hashem even the Mar. So the way you take the pain, the machshava you have to have is, when you go through the tzar, is that it's testing your feeling of Avos Hashem. It's testing your feeling of Avos Hashem. And the machshava you're supposed to have is that it's testing if you love Hashem for all He's doing for you, is it real or is it not real? The Avos Hashem that you have is only tested when you go through a massive Nisayon and tzar.